This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we have to get conspiratorial, and we look at the Iran-Contra. The CIA was trading drugs with Nicaraguans for guns. We were giving them guns, and then they were taking that cocaine, and they were flying it into Mena, Arkansas, which Bill Clinton happened to be the governor of that state. And they were taking those drugs, and they were putting them in Florida. They were putting in California, Freeway, Ricky Ross. So they created the crack epidemic. So the same people that did that, they're creating the problems that we have today. So it's just a new drug for a new era.
I mean, I grew up in a world where, and I, speaking for myself, I actually believe that conspiracy theories were the way that dumb, uninformed people explained the complex world.
Yeah.
You couldn't understand what was actually happening, you resorted to a conspiracy theory, and that was a mark of a low IQ.
Of course.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Now, I always think this. The more informed, the smarter the person, the more likely they are to be connecting the dots that you're connecting. So you grew up in a world where people just like assumed that the system was not on the level, I think.
Well, it's called cognitive dissonance. It's like, you know, the government is, you know, has done corrupt stuff. You know, there's classified levels of intelligence that you'll never be a part of. But you have cognitive dissonance thinking that the government has your back. They don't. It's a personal people control system. They want you to control us. And that's one of the biggest parts of why they want to keep you depressed. Because, Tucker, when you're constantly depressed, you're in what is called fight or flight. So your hormone response is constant cortisol. And that's why Brian Stelter, those guys that constantly have the ticker on CNN, how many people die, because people get addicted to that hormonal response. And once you're in that fear state of fight or flight, you can't see the forest for the tree right in front of your face.
Yes.
So then they can literally, like a dog with a treat, they can make you do whatever you want. And that treat is just more trauma, what I call trauma-based mind control, just more fear tactics in order to control you. So that's what's happening now, is the mainstream media uses fear to control us, and that's the same mechanism that the government uses.
I couldn't agree more.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear.
They got you by the balls.
They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork, and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, tons of news. I'll give the number out, your phone calls, and so much more. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150, or a Cadillac, or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity, but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, Eddie Bravo last night sent me a video. And I watched it, and then for about an hour, after my wife and only got one child living with me now, all the others have grown up, I'm getting old. After my five-year-old and my wife had gone to sleep, I spent about an hour checking what this person had claimed, and it was true. Now, you can take from this what you want, but not hundreds, thousands of country music acts, rock and roll acts, hip-hop acts, classical music, you name it, comedy shows, entertainment venues are being canceled in the next 5 months. Now, remember the hundreds and hundreds, actually thousands, but hundreds of top, out of the Fortune 500, over 200 CEOs in late 2019 resigned, quit, ahead of the pandemic, ahead of the lockdowns, ahead of the shutdown of society to get their money and get out. Why'd they do that? Because new management was being brought in, too, for the takeover, because they... A lot of them were CEOs that didn't want to shut down the economy. A lot of them were CEOs that didn't want to starve people. A lot of them wanted prosperity. So they had that big purge of the leadership of hundreds of major companies, thousands of smaller companies. And then during the lockdowns that went on, tens of thousands of medium-sized companies, by medium-sized, we're talking $100 million a year companies, were bought up. About a year and a half ago, we had five or six manufacturers, top supplement manufacturers. We were diversified for our 30-plus products. They reached out. A bunch of them reached out and said, we don't want to do business with you now. We're not taking your money. So we couldn't have that product. Or they'd just take our money and sit on it and laugh at us. So we took the money back and found new manufacturers that were better. But this is the level of bureaucratic economic war, and we learned that BlackRock and all these big banks, and all these big brokerage firms, and hedge funds had come in and bought up more than half of the existing infrastructure. So when they were saying mom and pops are non-essential, here's a year, take money for your restaurant chain or your factories or whatever, your 5,000-acre farm, take money for a year not to work, and then during that year, they would get approached and said, we'll pay you twice what your company's valued. Sell it to us. And most people said, well, screw this. I've already been sitting around for a year. Everything's falling apart. I'll take the money. Because the big central banks had unlimited funds. Unlimited funds. Through fiat currency creation to buy it all up. This is mega banks with unlimited money, cutting out the economy, squeezing things, bankrupting people to bring in ownership control, and then they can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score. The social credit score is everything. The carbon tax, the universal basic income that comes with it to dictate how you live your life. This is the whole new system. This is the revolution. This is everything. And for somebody informed, like myself or our guests or our audience, we already know this, but imagine the general public doesn't know what's hitting them. So this is just a layperson, but that's the most important people that got hundreds of thousands of views on Instagram asking the question. And I love how they say, astrologists are saying the economy's going to implode. Well, that's astrologists seeing the economy implode and saying, I'll make the prediction according to the stars this is going to happen. I'm not attacking astrologists, but come on. You don't go off astrologists, you go off the Great Reset and the globalists saying they would do this. But they do a good listing of some of the top acts that have just canceled going out and giving shows in the next 5 months because 56 days out from the election, they're planting false flags. I hope by exposing the false flags, they don't do them. I hope by people waking up, smarter people in the system say, this is suicidal, let's not do this. But we're going to go to your calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But let's play this clip that I was just mentioning where folks talk about all these big entertainment shows being canceled. And I looked it up. There were mainstream news articles admitting, why are record numbers of entertainers from comedy to classical to blues, to rock and roll, to hip-hop, to country, why are they all canceling? Well, one of their bosses has been told is coming. A new virus? Power outages? War? I mean, your guess is as good as mine, but we saw the record CEO resignations right before COVID. This is a very valid point. Here's the report.
Are all the celebrities canceling their tours, canceling their shows for the upcoming months? First, I just thought it was The Weeknd and Justin Bieber. It reminds me of the 1,300 CEOs who left their post prior to the world being locked down, as if they knew something was coming. Do these celebrities know something is coming? While everyone is distracted with the Queen's death, the art of war is to seem powerful when you're weak and weak when you're powerful. This could be all a distraction and she could have passed away a long time ago. As everyone's looking this way, what's going on in the background? Luke Combs canceling because his voice wasn't up to par, just like The Weeknd. Shawn Mendes canceled all of his tour dates. Carlos Santana cancels. And all of these tours are for the upcoming months ahead, where a lot of astrologers are saying some sort of violence could happen. Could a debt jubilee happen? An economic collapse or a reset? Swedish House Mafia cancels their shows. Foo Fighters, Mandy Moore, Weezer's canceling as well, which was supposed to take place September. The Fugees canceling their tour. Wyclef Jean had an assassination attempt on him as well. Do they know something is about to happen? Rage Against the Machine cancels their Europe tour. The Baby cancels his concert. And they're saying it's because of low ticket sales, if that's to be believed, these big artists with low ticket sales. Anthrax cancels their tour. And this is all for September, October, November. Oliver Slim cancels his tour for September. A lot of these bands, I don't know who they are. Dead Can Dance cancels tour for health reasons. Bieber cancels for health reasons. Bauhaus cancels. Rage Against the Machine canceled. So the Mad Cool Sunset, which was supposed to take place September 10th, which is that big astrology day going into September 11th. And why didn't they just put it on? I mean, you have Run the Jewels playing. They could have headlined. They're bigger than Rage at this point. But no, they canceled it. Limp Bizkit canceled because of health reasons. Alanis Morissette, Scraps Tour. It's just very similar to the CEOs who left their post right before the lockdown, as if they knew something was coming. Do these celebrities know something is on its way? The Queen just died, but did she just die now, or did she die a while ago? And she dies at the age 96 during her Jubilee year. As you can see right here, the Royal Arch has the 6-9 or the 9-6 on there. This is very symbolic. This is why Bitcoin hits its all-time high at 69K. Elon's always tweeting about 6-9. And the Queen going through her Platinum Jubilee with the 666 in there. Are we entering a debt jubilee, which anthropologists said would have been an appropriate response to the 2008 financial crisis? And we're seeing a lot of debt forgiveness, student loans from Biden, even the PPP loans that all the celebrities got. Millions of dollars are being forgived. These elite celebrities, Jay-Z, Kanye, Diddy's multi-million dollar PPP loans.
All right, so the point is that's going on. You can read into it what you want, but they don't forgive your debt to be nice to you. They forgive your debt when you give them control over your life. All right, a lot of callers are lined up. I'm going to come back from break. I'm going to go right to your calls to Stephen, Lynn, Jordan, Stephen, Casey, Vidal, Nick, Carlos, Bone Crusher, and so many others. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dishonest is the New York Times. It's really a philosophical question. It's hard to answer directly. Let's see. How drunk was the guy you saw passed out in the men's room at a Packers game? How angry is Hillary Clinton at her husband? Well, the answer in all cases is very, extremely, so thoroughly and so totally that it's hard to put into words. So instead of describing the dishonesty of the New York Times with conventional adjectives, we'll give you a specific example because we think it tells you more. So last week, the paper told us that the best-selling book in the United States was a title called I'm Glad My Mom Died by a child actress called Jeanette McCurdy. But that was not true. That book was not the best-selling book in America. In fact, the best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. Jeanette McCurdy, whatever her merits, we have no idea, sold 34,686 copies of her book. So Alex Jones sold a lot more books. Alex Jones had the biggest book in the country. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. But Alex Jones is worse. He's a mental patient. No one listens to him. So they lied about his book. What else are they lying about? You wonder.
This new war is purely economic and cultural. And they're trying to strangle our farmers, our ranchers, our industry, our borders, our nation. That's why I'm here saying I need funding. They are focusing everything they can. They're in rigged trials saying we want to shut him down. We filed for bankruptcy. They go in and say we don't want money for the plaintiffs. We want him off the air. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I'm putting everything I've got, including my book sales, into free speech systems and to keep InfoWars on the air because everybody's tuning in. We're exploding. We're having massive victory as we are economically being crushed. So The Great Reset and the War for the World, you can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. That keeps us on the air. It takes a lot of money to fight a war. I'm going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. But first, let's talk about the fourth coin at 1776coin.com, the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin. Now, the first three were the founding member coin, and people that were founding members get a big discount code sent to them on the next coin. Get a bunch of other stuff we're getting ready to launch. We're behind on our projects, but they're all about to launch. But here's the man in the arena. The man in the arena is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. But the credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcomings, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be, never be, never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. It's a historic coin, only one chance to get it. It'll sell out in 10 days at current sales rates. We need the funds to stay on air. I'm dumping everything I've got in. I need you two in this fight, and it's going to get clearer and clearer what's happening with the purges and the attacks. We're going to be steadfast. We never give up. We never give in. We can give out. Thank you for your support. Please go to 1776coin.com. There's a link at InfoWarsStore.com as well. But 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com is where you get the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin. I want to thank you all for your support. Number one book in the world. I got $80,000 just paid to me in the first payment. They think I'll probably make a few million dollars off the book. Great. It's all getting dumped in to this operation and this war against the globalists and all the lawsuits and the trials and the attacks. We're going to file the appeals, and we're going to continue to battle them for years and keep this operation going. But it's up to you to fund the operation. Thanks for your support, InfoWarsStore.com. They've deindustrialized America. They've done one-sided trade deals to shut you down. Everything they're doing to me, they're doing to you. We're just the focal point of that fight. 1776coin.com. I'd like to see a sign of liberty and just sell out the 9,000 coins that are left. Sold 1,000 yesterday. I'd like to see them sold today. Be part of history. Be the man in the arena now. And thank you for your support. I salute you. Take action now. Don't sit on the sidelines. 1776coin.com. All right. The rest of the hour, taking your phone calls, and then Dr. Peter Breggin. It's going to be incredible. You think mass formation is powerful? This is the next level of their mind control, their own documents, their own admissions. I've really prepared for this third hour. Get ready for it. But right now, who's up first here? What call should I go to first? Let's go to Jordan in New Jersey. Jordan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can, brother. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. So I'm glad you're having Dr. Breggin on, because he's made some comments about the NIH funding, and, you know, he said some things about Dr. Malone on the War Room, I know, which was controversial. I hope you discussed that with him when Christy Lee interviewed him, I guess, on the 9th of September. But I just want to state that all this research that used to be traceable to the NIH grant funding is now kind of going underground a little bit to the COVID or the NIH active, where it's going to be all cloaked using, you know, private institutions and so forth to release some of this stuff, making it harder to trace who's funding it and some of the results of the actual research. So I hope that you're asking some questions about his disagreement on the aspect of Dr. Malone, as well as where this funding for what is called COVID, which is all really the technology in order to get everybody into this digital currency system where they can monitor everybody's physiological activity in a social credit score system. And I think that there was I was on earlier with Harrison, and there was another caller talked about the implementation of the CBDC, digital bank currency, which is working in tandem for them to be able to measure, have the metrics in order to issue the currency and then use their punishment punitive system for the people to survive the technology being implemented into them in the final aspect of their plan, which you laid out in the Great Reset.
That's right. They soft kill the people that buy the lie, and then they put us in digital cultural gulags that don't.
Yes, and so this is coming, and these cancellations of these folks, all these tours and everything like that, is that there will be an event. I don't know exactly how they're going to string it together, but they need to do two main things here. There's probably a third element, but I know two main things, and you do too, which is the implementation of this digital currency, as well as a way of monitoring, controlling that which is left of humanity. And so I want to state that they've been issuing patents from the Lieber team under different cutouts now, that actually are patenting the technology that works from these things that they injected into us over the last 2 years. And I have the patent numbers and all the rest of that. I'm going to do a video. I'm going to try to break
it. That's right. Jordan, you called before. You used to work for what, Pfizer?
I worked for BMS and I worked for GSK. Both of them, separate portions of my career in R&D. So I just want to let you know that they have to get this technology in. I don't know what it's going to be, but they have to have both. So whatever they do has to tie the two together, and it means that the 30% or so that didn't get injected, they either have to die, all right, vested, or they have to take the injection.
This is such an incredible thing, and look at all the idiots that play along pretending they're part of the power structure. It is so sad. It is so pathetic. Thank you, Jordan. All right. Carlos, Bonecrusher, Jason, Steve, Greg, Steve, Casey, Vidal, Nick, I'm going to your calls when we come back. Bam, bam, bam. I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for spreading the live feed from InfoWars.com/show.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass, and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, Green Fiber Capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up Green Fiber Capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, on this live Tuesday broadcast, September 13th, taking your phone calls, let's go ahead and talk to Stephen in FEMA Region 4. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, we're roughly the same age, and I've been listening to you on shortwave radio since 1999, brother.
Wow.
And I love you, and I love all your crew. I love everyone there. I listen to Harrison Smith. I listen to War Room, Owen Troyer. You guys constantly put out all the information that everyone needs to hear. And with that being said, I ordered a signed copy of your book. I ordered a few copies on Amazon. I sent out as gifts. Everyone needs to read this book. This should be in every classroom in America. Every child should be getting CRT. They should be reading The Great Reset, The World for the World. That's what they should be reading. Because if they want to know how it all works and how it all unfolds and how they're trying to kill us all, that's what they need to get. That's what they need to be reading. They need to see the corruption in there. No American voters voted for the World Economic Forum. No one voted for Klaus Schwab. They should be listed as a terrorist organization by the State Department. Eating bugs, killing power. Now you got King Charles III, Bill Gates, and the Bush family with the UNESCO and the Clintons and Larry Fink. All these guys are all our enemies. These guys are out, they're part of the same group. You know, and I know, I learned this from you. I mean, from the Great Reset and like the years of listening. And thousands of scientists are saying there is no climate crisis. There's zero. And they're going to mandate this power, this Green New Deal, just like they did the vaccines. I can't say where what industry I'm working in, but the big data is another big part of the puzzle that needs to be looked into. And we need more whistleblowers coming forward. That's all I can say. We need that. We need more and more whistleblowers, Alex.
Well, that's why they're attacking the regular infrastructure, is to force us into the AI control system, not using big tech to empower people, but to micromanage and control us. They admit that's their plan. So people just wake up, it's game over. And it's very encouraging that the War for the World, the Great Reset, the War for the World, is the number one book right now.
Yes, sir. And I, like I said, this needs to be not just in everyone's library next to their Bible. This needs to be in the classrooms of America. These monsters need to be exposed for who they are. And you did a phenomenal job on this book, brother.
Steve, you did a phenomenal job keeping us on air. Without you, we could not direct this information and stop the enemy. God bless you and thank you so much. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, everybody should get The Great Reset, The War for the World at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, give it to your library, share it with others, because people need to know what they're really facing and what they're up against. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Let's go to Bone Crusher in FEMA Region 10. They're on the West Coast. Go ahead, Bone Crusher.
Alex, I just kind of want to talk about some of the attack that's going on with the kids these days. So recently I started working with some kind of at-risk youth, and you know, I've been listening to you forever since like I was in high school years ago, over a decade ago at least. And just been hearing you talk a lot about, you know, the attack on kids and all this gender stuff that's going on and everything, and I haven't really seen a lot of it with my own eyes. But recently, after starting working with a lot of these youths and stuff, over 30% of these kids are identifying as an opposite gender. And it's just crazy. And they're changing their names all the time and stuff. I heard one of these kids the other day, and they said it dead serious with a straight face. They said, "My brother is pregnant."
Sick.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
So where do you see this going?
I mean, the course that we're on right now, it's not good. And even just with all that messing with their gender and stuff and messing with their heads. And then on top of that, we've got homeless camps popping up everywhere. And I know that some of these kids were being pimped out at the homeless camps for drugs and stuff.
And absolutely.
It's terrible.
Well, this is the designed takedown of civilization. I mean, the Senate reported 6 years ago tens of thousands of children in sex slavery that Obama authorized. Trump tried to stop it, and now the floodgates are just open. It's just incredible.
It is, and it's real. Like I said, you know, I would hear you talking about it and stuff, and like you always say, tomorrow's news today, and you are. And sure enough, I start, you know, coming into more contact with these kids and stuff, and it's worse than I thought. Like I said, 30% of them are identifying as an opposite gender. They want to change their name all the time.
Well, they tell them it's trendy and cool if they do it. They take children who are ready to listen to the leadership, and their teachers are telling them, you're another gender, and they're lining up for sterilization. This is the real nightmare we're in. So people ask me, how do you handle the attacks? How do you handle how bad this is? They're coming for the children. But these are really, truly evil people.
Yeah, you're right. They are, and it's crazy, and it's definitely a trend that's going on. Yeah, and I don't know if the kids think it's trendy or cool or if they're super confused, but either way, it's not good. It's bad.
God bless you, Bone Crusher. Let's talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. I was just going to say, this is kind of a huge thing. I mean, most people don't talk about it or it ain't really out there, but I went to the grocery store and I bought a few things not knowing I need to do better. A lot of the things now, products, all say bioengineered chemicals, and it's not even real food they're giving us anymore. I mean, I can run down a quick list here of Progressive Soup, Campbell's Soup, Kellogg's Pita Chips, Pringles, all say made with bioengineered chemicals.
And they're murdering us with this, and we go pay our wages for it. I went to the grocery store Saturday, and I hadn't been shopping myself in a few months. And we'll get some short ribs and cook them in the crock pot, you know, with garlic and stuff. And normally, 5 or 6, 7, 8 short ribs, beef short ribs, maybe $20-$30. When I got to the checkout, it was $60. I didn't even look. I mean, folks, short ribs, they used to be meat they threw away, beef ribs. And I mean, how can anybody pay that? It's insane.
Exactly. And then when you don't, they just throw it away anyway. So what, you know, oh my God. But people really look at what you're buying and read the ingredients, read the back of it. I mean, I usually throw like old bread or, you know, something out to the birds. I threw the Pringles out. The birds didn't even touch it.
Oh, exactly. More and more of the products are just devoid of any, oh man, I tell you.
They I think just, you should make a list or have a video of, you know, like, just, I mean, people call in or, you know, send videos or something at the store. You'll see it right on almost every ingredient now.
Well, more and more products say cricket protein in them. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your call. Steven in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. Hey, just wanted to jog your memory real quick. 2008, I called your show. Told you about a friend of mine who was a student at East Texas Baptist University that you ended up interviewing Jeffrey Staples. And if you remember, this is where he was interrogated by a couple of DHS thugs after he gave a tour to a bunch of Boy Scouts there and telling them to familiarize themselves with the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
I remember.
Declaration. Yeah. So I appreciate you doing that. What I called about was this. I've got a friend who works in the fertilizer industry. He distributes and spreads fertilizer. Now, he mentioned back when Obama was president, he almost got put out of business because of his attack on the energy industry, but he managed to survive. But now, with the prices of fertilizer going up, of course, he has to keep raising his prices, so that's making it difficult. But the other thing is, he talked to him this morning, and his diesel truck, he said there's a part that broke down in the engine, and he can't find that part anywhere. And so a mechanic friend of his is helping him, I guess, try to fix the part.
Oh, yeah, it's a total supply chain breakdown. I mean, this is the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group, the WFF said it was their plan. I made a film 25 years ago about this, and now they're doing it. I mean, that's what's crazy is we're living in the Great Reset. We're living in the post-industrial world, and I don't think people realize how much trouble we're all in.
Yeah, so what I see these people doing, these globalists, you know, Stalin starved out it was Ukraine of all things, you know, took over the farmland. I see where they're going to try to starve out and power us out by cutting both. With the food and the power.
No, that's it. You're 100% right. This is the new economic warfare. Thank you, Steve. All right, more calls straight ahead. Infowars.com/show. It's an InfoWar. You can stop them with the truth. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Infowars.com. Band.video. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People and their resistance. And thank you for your steadfast defiance of tyranny. Casey in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's awesome to be on the radio with or on the internet where I watch on the on.
Yes,
the
sir. Good to have you here.
Yes. Well, you just said I'm from South Carolina, and I'm going to tell you why I think we need Trump to run instead of DeSantis. We all know that Biden, this is the state where he started to take over the Democrat primary and all that. And the reason for that, I believe, is because they could not have Bernie Sanders, who was going to win that primary. They couldn't have him run and get away with the steal. And I think in 2024, if we do not have Trump as the candidate for the Republicans, there, I don't think there's any way DeSantis can win, that he will win. Because it would be easier for them to get Biden elected with another steal over DeSantis and be able to say, hey, Biden won over DeSantis, it'll be harder for them to beat Trump again with a steal because he has all his star power and he just still has all the support. And that's why we need him to run instead of DeSantis.
Well, I know this. They're certainly scared of Trump, but I still support Trump despite the vaccine garbage.
I hate him. Yes, he needs to fix that. But overall, he's still our best option in 2024. I totally agree with that. And I love DeSantis, don't get me wrong, but I don't think he could have the support, but he cannot get the kind of support that Trump will get. And we need.
Well, the
Trump
system's definitely scared of Trump. Look at all these fake courts and all these investigations. It's just insane trying to keep voters from having the candidate they want. Thank you, Casey. Vidal in Nebraska. You're on the air, Vidal.
The moon and stars above align in perfect order. Deception ruled by fear has gone mainstream. Alex, these are the lyrics of my new song. It's everywhere. It's by Vidal and the Shadowy Figures. Could you please say that with me, all the listeners? Vidal and the Shadowy Figures. Go and listen to the song. False flag. What you're talking about, the music industry now canceling, and basically how they were the Pied Piper and have led everybody off on a moral waterfall. For the longest of time. I'm here to correct that with Vidal and the Shadowy Figures and our new song called False Flag. And you have the permission to come in with it. In fact, you are featured in the song.
Okay, where do we find Vidal and the Shadowy Figures?
You can just type it on Google. You can find me on the Spotify. You can find me on all those places.
All right, Vidal, we'll look it up. What else is on your mind?
Well, we're here from Omaha, Nebraska, where you were kind of a little star, a big star, just about a month ago after your trial. You came up here, and our media, local media.
And the media is like, he's up there to meet with General Flynn. It's an overthrow plan. My wife's family lives there. We go there at least twice a year. They made this big conspiracy while we were in Omaha.
Yes. Meanwhile, yeah, you had this large judgment against you, and then he stays at the most expensive hotel in Omaha, you know.
$150 a night. Oh, my God.
Well, it was great that I could feel the force, because that's when the creativity started on that song. And then now here it is. It is born, and it's ready for the public to hear and to make Vidal and the Shadowy Figures just another Hydra head.
Vidal, I'll look it up. Thank you. I really appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Carlos in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, it's good to be on the show with you again. I talked to you a couple weeks ago about you being from that show, First Wave. They're having daily meetings about you, Alex. They are running scared. They are now going after conservatives and the things we like most, which are weapons. And this kind of had me thinking, Alex, if they're gonna put a new classification on the weapons, don't you think they already have a classification for people? Which, mind you,
that's the social credit score. Yeah. Oh, you go through a background check to buy a gun, but now Visa and MasterCard put you through their own database at the UN. The UN, through the big banks, is creating a register of American gun owners or people that buy gun accessories. Where is Congress? Where are the governors? That is criminal.
They are owned by Visa, MasterCard, and all these big bankers. Now, the other part of the Great Reset that's coming up next is the part that you so very well put here a couple months ago about Dennis Meadows talking about how the suffering is going to be equal among all parties. Not everybody's going to be happy, but everybody's going to be equally, I guess, suffering or equally dead. Or I don't know what he meant by that, but I'm pretty sure we can all read between the lines of what he meant. So that's the part that's coming in with the cold weather. Us coming out of the summer, going into the cold weather, they're going to do us like the way they did us down in Texas whenever they shut off the power on us. That's what they want, Alex.
Brother, they're already doing it in Europe. They're already doing it everywhere. I mean, they are saying it's a great transition. We're cutting your power off. I mean, the crime they're committing is insane. Carlos, thank you so much. Nick in Oklahoma. Nick, go ahead.
How's it going, Mr. Alex?
Good to talk to you.
Nice to be on the air with you.
Yes, sir.
So I had something brought to my attention yesterday, the potential of strikes going on with certain shipping companies, FedEx, UPS. And then as soon as I did that, as soon as I got that notification, I jump on your website and yesterday evening, and I see where the trains are going on strike. So my thing about this is, look at all of the refinery plants that have been, all these accidents at these refinery plants. The line blowing up down in Louisiana.
Power plants are blowing up. They're cutting off pipelines. They're banning new drilling permits. They're all the hundreds of food processing plants are blowing up. It's pretty obvious what's happening.
So, I guess my thing is I think people really need to take stock of what they have, get what they don't. Definitely go to InfoWarsStore.com. I've been a long time listener, and I've been a recent first time purchaser.
Thank you. Because, brother, we're fighting just to stay on there. I think we're a critical infrastructure, so thank you.
Oh, man. And the X12, I've started taking that X12, the iodine. I'll be honest with you, I'm a little bit brave, I guess. I've been putting it directly underneath the tongue, and man, it's completely changed everything. My energy, my focus, Brain Force Plus, bodies. You know, I'm a heavier set guy. I'm a truck driver, so I don't get a lot of exercise. And all of these supplements that I've recently purchased from you and started taking, it's completely changed my life around. You know, I was drinking 5 or 6 of the big Monster Energy drinks a day. A day I was drinking those, and now I'm not drinking those anymore. I don't need those. I stay focused behind the wheel. I'm awake. I'm alert. It's completely changed my life around. I can't wait till I get some Turbo Force. That's my next big purchase. And definitely, as previous callers have stated, buy the book, send it out as gifts, because it's worth every penny.
Well, we're in economic war. I mean, the products are great. I appreciate people getting them, but we have to run our own bandwidth, our own uplinks, our own lawyers, our own shipping, our own infrastructure. We have been debanked. We have been shut down. And so we have to pay higher credit card rates, everything. And I'm not whining. We're in a war, and it is literally great people like you, Nick, that are keeping us on air, Nick. And we are thankful, and we bless you, and we appreciate you. God bless. And I'll tell you, the worse shape you're in, the more you feel a body's ultimate turmeric formula or a vitamin mineral fusion or an X2 or an X3, some on X2, the more you feel it. I mean, it really is amazing. All right. I'm going to go to break. And I'm going to come back. I'm going to hit some more calls. Then our special guest joins us, and I'll continue with calls. But Greg and others, in the order your calls are received, your calls are coming up straight ahead on the other side. And again, I hate getting up here plugging a couple times an hour, but we won't be here if we don't. So we have the new Teddy Roosevelt coin, the fourth in the series, the man in the arena. It's got Teddy Roosevelt on the front, got a gladiator on the back. This is a piece of history, man in the arena, fighting the New World Order, 1776coin.com. We've already sold out 15% of them. On average, in about 10 days, they'll be gone. You can never get the coin again. It's marked up as a fundraiser. Keep us on air. So please, if you support what we're doing, want to be the man in the arena or the woman in the arena, go to 1776coin.com. We have the George Washington coin, the Tree of Liberty coin, the Second Amendment coin. Now we have the fourth coin. Teddy Roosevelt, the man in the arena, 1776coin.com. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with more calls, and then Dr. Peter Brigham with the most important news we can cover, how the mind control works, how to counter it, how to stop it. It's all coming up in T-minus 2 minutes in hour number 3. Please stay with us, and please remember, the enemy works around the clock to block the articles and videos at band.video and forwards.com. But whatever you do, share those links.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.